Hey everyone, this is Caitlin again. I want to welcome you to Grace Week. This is a time we set aside every year to honor the week leading up to Good Friday and Easter Sunday. Once again this year, our good friend and my uncle's Pastor Pete Wilson joins Unscripted. Our friends Tori and Shauna join us too. This year, we look at Luke chapter 6. Pastor Pete will walk us through the community of the withered hand. We invite you to join us on the Unscripted, but most importantly, join the community of the withered hand. Now, here's my Uncle Aaron and his pastor, Pete Wilson.
Hey everyone, this is Aaron. Welcome back to day two of Grace Week. Today we're going to talk about stretching out your hand. Yesterday we talked about getting up and standing and identifying the thing that is the shame in your life. My pastor Pete in his message talked a lot about this, but today we're going to talk about getting up and stretching your hand. And I hope you all are enjoying Grace Week. There's a lot here. Listen, stay around because at the end of every episode, I'm sharing a song from our friends, Tori and Shauna. And they're so gifted. And I'm so honored to have their music on Grace Week as well. Thank you, Miss Kay, for your introduction. Here's day two of Grace Week. You said to get up and stand was point one. Point two was stretch out your hand.
Yeah.
Whoo, that is the moment, right? Like, stretch out your hand. Because, I think anybody listening knows what their shame is, knows what they've been hiding under their robe. I love how you said that, hiding under their robe. And I believe you said a line, and I'm probably not going to get it right, but you said something about they've done it so long it's become a part of their identity.
Yes.
And that one hit my heart, right? Like, I think we can accept it so long that it becomes a part of our identity, even a hidden identity. Talk about stretching out your hand for those listening.
Yeah, I think that that's a turning point in that whole story, right? So Jesus tells him to stand up, and he stands up, and he stands up in an environment he probably would not have wanted to stand up. It's full of a lot of religious leaders, as I talked about in the message, with healthy right hands in which they could point their healthy right index fingers, you know, at people. So, you know, but he doesn't. But then the second thing that Jesus says to him, which might even be more shocking, is stretch out your hand. Mm. And part of the reason it's shocking is because he can't do it. He, like, his whole life has been trying to stretch out his hand. But for whatever reason, he can't. The neurons just aren't firing. And so I think it's interesting because Jesus asked him intentionally to do something that he could not do.
Right.
And here's where I think for a lot of us, you know, and this is true in all kinds of cultures. It's certainly true in church culture. We want to put up this front of we've got it together. We want to, you know, portray our strengths, hide our weaknesses. That's never more evident than social media, right? I mean, we're finally kind of catching on to that, hopefully most of us.
Yeah.
That we all do it, right? We're portraying our strength, hiding our weaknesses. And so in this moment, Jesus is flipping the script. And he's saying essentially, I'm not so concerned about your strengths in this moment, but what are your weaknesses? Because the greatest turning point in your life does not come from displaying your strengths. The greatest turning point of your life will likely come from being honest about your weaknesses, about your shame, about the hurt. And I think it's always important when we talk about shame to mention this, Aaron, that shame isn't always something you did. Sometimes shame is something that happened to you.
100%.
Right. And so a lot of people are carrying shame from things that happened decades ago. I certainly was that, you know, happened to them, and them hiding that created this pattern in their life where now there's all kinds of things that they continue to hide. And that's where it becomes your identity. It just becomes a part of who you are. It's almost like you wouldn't know what to do without your shame because you've played that role for so long.
Right.
And that's a scary thought, stretching out your hand, being honest about what it is specifically that it is that you've been trying to hide your whole life, and understanding that exposing that weakness is not going to be your downfall. That's the turning point for you.
Tough question for you. When someone does stand up, exposes their hand, it's become a part of their identity. Mm-hmm. Where do they go next? Now
it's
I've done
tough.
It, right? I'm out there. I've exposed my hand. And yes, and so Jesus did heal it. Where do you think that guy went next? Because now he's got this healed hand. Or if someone stands up and they've now expressed something, a weight that they've been carrying in their life, where do they go next?
That's a great question. You know, it goes one of two ways. I've seen this. I've seen people that experience healing move on from that and really grasp what happened to them, and they never forget where they once were, and they want to help others. Yeah. I've also seen people take that healing, become extremely self-righteous about it, right, and then turn around and do to others the same thing that had happened to them throughout their entire life. Mm. And Jesus actually tells a parable about that, right? Yeah, the unmerciful right. servant who is forgiven, right. but then, you know, turns around and won't forgive somebody else. So I hate that story. I wish Jesus would have never told that story. I wish that wasn't a reality. I wish that everybody that experienced grace and healing took that and did nothing but give it away the rest of their life.
Right.
But I think you have a choice to make on the other side of that grace and that healing. And if you can always remember where you've been, how Jesus got you through that, you can start helping other people do that. So I hope that's a great question, Eric, because I actually never thought about what did that guy do after that? Like, where did he go? What story did he tell? And man, I hope he told his true, honest story and continue to help other people in this community of the withered hand.
We've all been hurt, felt pain inside. That's when our worship should be magnified. 'Cause God is greater than any storm, and he is closer when we feel alone. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He is here. Jesus is here for the lost and for the hurting. Jesus is here. So lift up your head, oh broken hearted, sing through the pain, give it to the Father.
Jesus.
Jesus is here.
Thank you for listening to another episode of The Unscripted Podcast. Make sure to review and share wherever you listen to your podcast. It really helps out our mission to encourage everyone to live life unscripted. Until next time, keep living life unscripted.